Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858.
Eels beat Cowboys. This is the 5:30 game, so Brad Arthur has swung the axe. Mike Acevo gone. Wirimu Greg and Blaise Talangi, they're out of the side. Morgan Harper in for Mike Acevo, so Bailey Simonson will go to the wing. Dejan Arzi in the number six jersey. That'll help Dylan Brown. Bryce Cartwright returns, and that's a significant one. Kelma Tuolungi is back to the bench. For the Cowboys, unfortunate, he's a good player. Zach Labutt out with an ACL. Tom Chester comes in. He's done that before during the course of this year already. So interesting on this one. Just on the Ethan Sanders thing, I've got my data coming out of the New South Wales Cup. Of all the halfbacks, what are we looking at, 12 halfbacks in the New South Wales Cup. Based on the ratings, he was the worst performed. So we understand why Brad Arthur has resisted that move.
Gee, Jimmy, don't share that with a few people. I mean, there's been some people waxing lyrically elsewhere in newspapers or media talking about why he should have been picked. I think the other key issue in the background is that supposedly in week six, which is only a week away, he then signs with the Raiders.
Yeah, which is another part of it. But if his data looks like his data looks like, you're not picking him.
No.
No, and the market has certainly got the Cowboys as firm favourites in this game away from home. The Eels, $2.20. The Cowboys, $1.66, and 3.5 is the line. $1.85 the plus, $1.95 the minus. We opened at 3.5. It stayed there. 46.5 the total points. So, the Eels fans will be hoping they can bounce back at home, but they certainly look a little clunky without Mitch Moses there, and they'll need a big performance, particularly from their forward pack, to get them up and going against the Cowboys. So, I've put on plenty of points.
How are the Cowboys 4.5-point favourites here, or 3.5-point favourites? Seriously. Their record in Sydney when they get on a plane is horrible. They've won 6 of their last 26 in Sydney. They've lost their last 4 at the ground. And Parramatta, their best form of the last 4 or 5 years has been at CommBank Stadium. Rarely, if ever, do they start as outsiders. And the last 6 times that they've been an underdog at home, they've won 4. Yes, they were poor last week, but their record in Canberra is not good. They got beaten by speed, in particular down the outside edge. But the one thing about the Cowboys, I've said for the last couple of weeks, they do not like defence. They do not like having to defend. You look back through those last 4 or 5 weeks of theirs, you know, they beat the Dragons. I mean, where do we rate that? They beat the Titans last week. I'm sorry, we don't rate that.
Oh,
they came up against a good opponent in Brisbane and absolutely got their pants pulled down. If Brad Arthur plays this game whack through the middle third of the football field, for mine, Parramatta win and win outright. I'm keen about them, and I thought the plus 3.5 was a very nice way to play the game.
We needed the Cowboys to win to, you know, to keep the Titans to 6-12 at a maximum to show their premiership credentials, and they didn't. And it was a very Cowboys performance, and that was at home. So that's the concern around the Cowboys. And that's why, in my mind, you discount them as a chance of winning the premiership. You know, like they'll win some games, but, you know, the defence is secondary for them, which is now hurting them. And I think it hurts them here. Oh, taking Parramatta. I watched that game in full against the Canberra Raiders. They were a mile away. They were so far off the mark. And Blaise Taulagi, it's unfortunate. Dylan Brown just plays differently when he has to run the show. So, Dejan Arzi, I'd almost have gone, Dejan, you wear the number 7 jersey. So, that's your mentality. And Dylan, you wear the number 6 jersey. So, you go back to doing what you do with when Mitch Moses is there as number 6. So, that's my only concern on it. Like that. Other than that, I'm, oof. All right, I'll go the Eels plus 3.5, but this is an awkward game.